So past the following weeks, the disease spread through every man, woman, and child, and took the life of almost all of them. Until the sweet child held the hand of her dying progenitor, who in the midst of her agony sighed to her in a weary voice, "You must follow the path that was once roamed by flowers. It will lead you to the top of Mount Kijoy." Temis answered, "What will I do there? I can leave you alone." "A few weeks ago," continued the lady, "before the litter disappeared, we found that all this could be stopped if we went to Lake Lainaru and made a wish." "What wish?" asked the girl, hoping to see her friends and family again. "That is for you to find out. I will only tell you to be strong and not to be carried away by temptations," she said. And there, on that somber day, in the middle of a desolate tomb and a dead land, Temis' mother passed away, leaving her as the only survivor of that little virus.